Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Each week we struggle to recall our adventures in and around Las Vegas, giving a unique perspective on the best places to tear it up in the entertainment capital of the world. Now, without further ado, here are your hosts, Alicia and David Ivey.
Yay! Welcome to Pub Crawl! Woo!
Hey there, and welcome to Pub Crawl, the best source of Vegas-y drinky goodness. I'm Alicia.
And I'm David, and on this week's adventure, we review a steampunk show at the Las Vegas Hilton.
We review whose songs at Mandalay Bay, where we ate salsa so hot we had to sign a waiver.
We got donkeyed on Super Bowl Sunday. I'll explain later.
Donkeyed, ew. And fellas, we have a super sexy guest from the Grindhouse Burlesque. So...
Oh, plus,
fellas like that.
Plus the cocktail of the week, email, all the other fun stuff we do. But first,
welcome to chat room.
Hey, welcome to chat room.
Woo, live chat.
Also, you know, you can always get a hold of us, pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com. That address once again, pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com. If you want to follow our adventures as they happen, we're the LV locals on Twitter.
Yes, you might catch us out in the wild.
And it's wild out there.
It's crazy.
Oh, we're on iTunes?
Yes, and thank you, Chuck T, for the 5-star review. In fact, he said that we are crack for Vegas junkies. So thank you very
much, Chuck T.
Oh,
and by the way, if you're looking for us on iTunes, I just typed Pub Crawl Las Vegas. Boom, we're right there.
Oh, really? Yeah. Nice.
So let's start off with our favorite part of the show.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, cocktail of the week. This week's cocktail of the week is a very special drink. It's called a burlesque daiquiri.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Now, but we have a very special ingredient in this week's burlesque daiquiri. All the way from about 4 miles away at Grindhouse Burlesque.
In fabulous Las Vegas.
Fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. Ladies and gentlemen, Porcelain Vanity.
Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen.
Wonderful.
Do we know how to do it or what? I mean, this show just keeps keeping getting better. Portson, get over here.
Wonderful.
Oh, wonderful, yeah, wonderful.
Thank you.
You know, we've mentioned on the show that burlesque is really hitting Vegas. I mean, really well. We were at a show. We met.
We met at Boomers.
At Boomers, yeah. At the, what was that called? That was the...
Live Burlesque in Las Vegas.
Okay. Hosted by Blanche DeBris.
Oh, wasn't she amazing?
She's awesome.
I said on the show...
Cutest lady ever.
I think I teared up. Yes. When she was so...
At the end? Yeah. When she got the standing ovation?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Just, rubber duckies.
So, but before we get into that, let me get the drink settled here. I've been making two that I'm gonna pour for you guys so that we can go through mine. But I'll make me one so we don't get matters confused.
Okay.
But I didn't want to shake because you were doing all the shaking, so I didn't want to get in the way here. By the way, you know a daiquiri? This is what a daiquiri is. It's not that frozen stuff you get at Fridays. A daiquiri, I think, is the sexiest drink in the world. It's rum and lime.
Yeah, so this one's a shot and a half of Bacardi. And see, about the juice of one fresh lime.
Right.
And a half shot of grenadine and a teaspoon of sugar.
Right.
It's all shaken together.
Yep. That's a sexy drink. That's not messing around.
That's not messing around.
No. Look, you know, you think daiquiri, you think, you know, those little frothy frozen concoctions.
Nope.
Not this.
Actually quite tasty. I tried one before the show.
Did you?
Yes, of course.
Cheater. Didn't
not
even
too.
Wait.
Well, you said you wanted them bigger.
Yep, that's good.
Now, is that not a sexy drink? Look at that.
That is. Beautiful.
Okay, now I'm going to run through making mine whilst you guys
thank you.
Have that. Because I'm a gentleman, people.
All right, gentlemen. Well.
So, what am I doing here? I'm doing a shot, big heavy shot of two shots.
Doubling it up.
Of Bacardi.
Oh,
I do the limes, which is killing me. I bought my lime squeezer today. I'm so proud of myself.
Congratulations.
You know what? When we're at all the Mexican places, they shoot these in your beer.
It makes the shitty beer taste good.
Oh, yes.
It makes the shitty beer.
Yeah, like, good. The Tecates and the, you know, those things.
The Pabst.
Yeah, well, not even a lime and a Pabst, though. Could be that. So anyway.
So how long have you been dancing?
I have only been doing burlesque since November of last year.
Really?
Yeah, I did some flapper dancing in Kansas City. Nothing big.
That's cool though. Yeah. Like with the fringes in the 20s kind of thing.
Yes, fringes in the 20s.
Right.
That's a very good transition because they're both very classic dance.
Yeah,
styles.
Very, very kind of fast-paced, va-va-voom, vampy, vintage kind of stuff.
Right. And so now here in town, I mean, like I said, I'm just stoked that there's so much of this going on. But tonight, the Burlicue is happening at Daddy Max. But
as is the...
Yeah, that's right. There's something at the El Cortez.
It seems like there's something happening every week.
There is. The Burlesque Hall of Fame fundraiser is going on at the El Cortez right now. And then, of course, the Burlicue Review, which is fabulous. And often, Blanche DeBris is there.
Right.
So.
That's her deal. Now, you guys are doing something... monthly as well, right?
Yes.
The Grindhouse.
We are performing the first Sunday of every month at Bikini Bar, which is off of Spring Mountain.
Right kind of next to the freeway.
Okay.
We've been
in
there. It's actually kind of a cool old place.
Which is funny because from the outside, it's kind of like scary looking, but you go in there and it's actually a really cool place.
It looks like kind of a rocker bar.
It's kind of like a standalone place, and it seems like there's really nothing around, but once you go in, the people there are really friendly, and
the stage
is actually pretty cool.
So would you say that's the first?
First Sunday of every month.
Okay.
At Bikini Bar.
And this Sunday, you're going to be at the Erotic Heritage Museum.
Yes, I am. I'm doing a benefit with Grindhouse Burlesque for the Erotic Heritage Museum. It's $10 to get in. Come support a good cause.
Really? Now, see, I haven't been in there. I know.
Ever?
It's so funny because so much stuff happens there.
Disappointment.
Where is it? It's on...
It's off of Industrial.
Right. It's kind of right behind the mall, fashion show, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, wow.
Yep, right around there.
Well, awesome. Well, it's fantastic to have you on.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to be doing Sunday. And what is it? First Tuesday? First Sunday.
First Sunday.
It's
all Sundays.
All Sundays. Okay. Sunday. Before you go, how can people find you?
Go to grindhouseburlesque.com. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on MySpace, just anywhere really. Just try.
Well, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen,
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much. Woo!
Thank you.
Now for us, we're just starting our adventure. Speaking of adventures, it's time for Pub Crawl Adventure!
Wow, I never get old.
Oh, I'm still making my drink.
Oh, look at me.
These are good. But this shake, oh, there it goes. I gotta figure the shaker out. So I'm gonna pour me a drink. So!
I'm putting ice in mine, watering it down.
Now that might not be a bad idea. You know what, it's a good idea. It doesn't say to have it with ice or not.
So where are we starting our adventure this week?
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, we went to a show. And the reason we went to this show is it's a steampunk show. If you don't know what steampunk is, you're probably like most people. And steampunk is a new kind of a style. It's like an old style, but it's kind of coming back.
It's more of like a fashion.
Yeah, it's Jules Verne meets, what's the other guy? Science fiction. Mm-hmm. They're doing a show at the Hilton called Triumph.
It runs on Steam.
There it is. In fact, that's how they dress.
I
mean, you can see the pith helmets and the crazy prints. What a beautiful show. That's the dance troupe. And for the first time in my life, I was like, I wish they would dance more. I've never said that before.
The dancers were really
good. They were really good, quirky, weird dancers.
The sets were amazing.
And they were just very jumpy and jittery. The way they moved, it was fantastic. And I was just so stoked there's a steampunk show at the Hilton. They're actually advertising it. I'm seeing stuff around town.
Well, they were around for, a couple months before? And they closed the show for a little bit, and they revamped it.
Okay.
So this, and on Monday when we went, that was
the first reopening. And the point of the show is there's these dancer people, and then there's two magicians that do big magic tricks while they in between the dance. And there's like a story there. In fact, there's the two magicians. They're squishing the girl there. And you can see the lighting is really cool. I was impressed. I mean, we're not big show people, but I was like, you know what? Anything steampunk, I'm in.
Yeah, the dance routines were really cool.
Fantastic. Yeah. I recommend it.
Would you recommend it?
I would. If you like steampunk, or if you like magic. It's big illusion magic, though. It's not magic.
It's not sleight of hand.
No, it's big illusion, like kind of David Copperfield style magic.
So. But dancing, greater than magic.
Yes,
greater than.
Greater than. Okay. Now.
Okay.
What did we do on Saturday?
Saturday, we went to Mandalay Bay because I was creating a scavenger hunt.
Which was fun. But that's not the point. We ended up going to Who Songs. Who Songs is a Mexican restaurant in Mandalay Bay. Now, I've heard a lot about it. It's always got a happy hour. Every time I'm searching my happy hours, I see Who Songs. Who Songs. I always thought it was Asian. Does that sound Asian, Who Songs?
No, because it always says taco specials.
Oh.
So I
never heard that far into it. What an awesome place. It turns out there's only two of them. And what did we say? What was our deal? If they have nachos, we get them.
Yeah, so ladies and gentlemen, we're on our nacho hunt, so we had to try the nachos here.
And the nachos were good. Not a dry chip.
Not a dry chip, nope. Nicely layered. Gained a couple pounds that day.
The big thing about this place is there's only two. There's one in Ensenada, and there's one in Vegas. That's it. And it's all designed the same way. It's just like being at the Ensenada. Yeah,
the Ensenada was the original location. They have another one, but
the big thing about this is they have a salsa made of goat. I was gonna say goat chili.
Ghost chili, which is the hottest chili ever.
Ever. Like it's.
Ever.
We literally had to sign a waiver.
Oh, because we ordered, we got our nachos, and we said, well, can we have, try your salsas on the side? Because we're some big salsa freaks.
Right.
So then the bartender's name was Q. He said, oh, we said, do you have a hot salsa, hotter? And he's like, yeah, but you have to sign a waiver. We're like,
we'll do that.
But we thought he was joking.
Right.
So then he brought it back from the kitchen. And he's like, okay, so no, seriously, here.
And we really had to sign a waiver to eat it.
Yeah, so we're little wimps. We're dipping the corner of our chip in there and like, and as soon as you bite in, the heat just spreads through your head.
It is not.
But it warms you up. It doesn't burn your tongue.
It's not messing around. It is serious
yeah,
hot.
After a couple minutes, my head was wet. Like my scalp was sweating and it was awful.
In fact, there's a good shot of that was right after you tried it. So that was you on the ghost.
Not the goat. Not the goat peppers.
Not the goat peppers, which sound worse.
I don't think.
Great food. Great. They have a great happy hour. You get a taco and a beer for $5 or something like that.
Yeah, it's Monday through Thursday. They have a buy one get one margarita, which is actually very good margaritas.
They have the original
taco
margarita
and tecate for $5 and half price nachos, which the nachos we got. Half price.
Their margaritas are real margarita. Like, this is a real daiquiri. That's a real margarita. It's just lime and tequila.
Yeah, I want to go back there again and actually try the different margaritas. It's
supposed to be good.
Because we got beers when we were there. But they have one called a Bulldog. Remember that one?
Oh,
it was huge, but then they inverted a Pacifico.
In it, the beer was just shoved in it.
It in there.
Yeah, so and just poured out. That was actually really cool.
So it's kind of like those things you see on infomercials, keep your plants moist. That thing. So
oh, the
looking,
ball that
yeah.
you put.
Oh. But it's like with beer.
But it's a beer and a margarita. That's like our type of.
They've got free chips and salsa. That's always something
that's
when
true.
You go out and you're like, you know, if they charge you $2.50 or $5, eh.
Free chips and salsa. I was impressed. They're having an amazing. What is it? Tuesday.
Next Tuesday on the 15th.
The day after.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It's called Burn a Hole in My Heart. It's a salsa competition. And it's five chefs from around town. There's one from Husong's. There's one
Pink Taco.
For sure from Pink Taco, and then they hadn't confirmed the other three yet.
Right. And you get to go and try all these people's
and it's
competitions
free, so
also.
If you're going to go and you're taking food blogger Goldie,
mm-hmm.
So I have to work that day. Boo hoo.
Yeah, we're going.
So yeah, if you guys are around, go check that out.
Husong's on Tuesday. That sounds amazing.
Locals deals is 10% off for locals.
Right. That's not bad.
It's pretty good.
It's like a, you know, it's like a free.
And
tax.
Let's see what else. We were talking to the manager, asking what the most popular items were, and she said it was the Trace tacos and the fajitas. And the fajitas, when people were walking by, they smelled good.
The New York guy next to me, I heard him telling his buddy.
Oh, this was also the.
The UFC fight day.
UFC fight weekend. Yeah. So we had it was like us and all these buff dudes, sitting at the bar.
But I heard him tell his friend, "Hey, these are the best nachos. The best fajitas
best
I ever
fajitas.
Had." I don't know how fajitas are in New York, but anyway, a great place. Highly recommend it. We're going to.
And the decor was really cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a weekly for us. We'll go all the time.
They had a Stay Puft Marshmallow guy. They had a Pee Wee Herman marionette.
Okay.
I love this stuff.
Okay. Anyway, highly recommend it. It's a great place. Good food, good drink, good bartenders. Just totally fun. Right in Mandalay Bay, between the Luxor and Mandalay Bay. It's in that mall.
In the mall, yeah, right kind of the beginning of the mall.
Right. Awesome. Right next to Burger Bar, which is one of those famous burger places.
Mm-hmm.
Then Sunday happened. Sunday, there was a little thing we like to call the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's a pretty big day.
In
Las Vegas?
I heard it was the second biggest weekend in Las Vegas. New Year's and then Super Bowl. Like, bigger than CES. That's what I heard. Now, I can't confirm that, but I've heard that was it's the biggest weekend.
I would believe it, since all the valet was full.
Oh, it was. Well, we had to plan ahead of time. A lot of things happen in this town on Super Bowl weekend. What you have to do is plan ahead, buy your ticket to sit wherever you're going to sit. You can't just walk into a bar.
Well, we were going to go to a Super Bowl party, but then
it got canceled.
So we had to make last minute arrangements.
Right. So anyway,
luckily
so we
found
had
a place to go.
Jeez. Down, bringing everybody down. It's Super Bowl. Anyway, we.
Woo!
So I spent all week trying to find where we're going to go. Cabo Wabo has $150 all you can eat and drink. Sounds a lot. Cadillac Ranch at Town Square had $50 all you can eat and drink. Kahunaville had $50 all you can eat, drink separately. Now what we knew now, what we know now and what we knew before is totally different. I would now do the 100, and a couple places did 100 all you can eat and drink. I can't think of what they were, but I would do that because we did the 50 apiece. We got a seat at Kahunaville.
Uh-huh.
It was awesome. We had a great time. The buffet was off the chain, as the kids say. I think we have a shot of the buffet, or a shot of our food at the buffet. There, look, burgers, wings, chips, all you could eat. They had a carving station with roast beef and ham and sausages, and it was like football food. Anyway, so we got there about 1 o'clock, and we left there at, 6:30 when the game was over, right?
Mm-hmm.
We ended up drinking, the bill was $200, so we drank 100.
Well, because you get those giant drinks.
Well, we ate 100 and we drank 100. So we drank $100 worth of booze. When I say we got donkeyed, I mentioned that at the top of the show. I don't know how, it's a new term we're trying to work out. It's either donkeyed or pack-muled or burrowed. Or lampwicked. The point is, it's if lampwick should give it away what it is. Remember Pinocchio when they were on Pleasure Island too long?
That was his name, huh? Lampwick.
Yeah.
I get it.
And they got so drunk and got so many fights and ate so much and partied so much, they all turned into pack mules and the guy like scooped them up
and
sent
them. Asses.
Yeah, and then sent them to the mines. We literally, there was a point later on in the night we went to a Packer Backer bar where we're literally playing pool and I look over and Alicia's got donkey ears. Like, I was like, what? I mean, literally, it was like right out of Pinocchio. And I was like, oh my God. I mean, we literally, we drank ourselves to donkey. We were donkey.
That was fun.
We've never eaten so much or drank. I don't think it was just pure, unadulterated.
Well, I've been fasting all week, so I'm back to my normal state.
But we tore it up. So what happens is, we go there, we're rooting for the Steelers. Steelers lose. Place is bananas, it's crazy, really fun, great bar. We reviewed Coonaville 2 weeks ago, and it was just as crazy, sold out. So the Packers win. And since we're fair weather friends, our fans, we don't give a crap, let's go to the Packer Backer bar, woo, right? So we go to Rum Runner, which we mentioned also last week, is the big Packer Backer bar.
Oh, man,
bar.
That was the happiest bar I've ever seen.
Oh, my God, there were cheese heads everywhere. There was, I mean, it was brats and cheese, and I mean, it was the most Wisconsin-y place you've ever seen in your life. There was a guy wearing a cheese hat, you know, the cheese hat.
Yeah, the wedge.
And he said, oh, this is really old. And I went, you mean like it's aged? and he went, that's good. I'm like, wait a minute, you never thought of that? They were partying it up like you've never seen people party it up. Now, we'd already tore it up. We get there, we start talking to these Wisconsinians, that now, by the time they start going, you guys are awesome, Patron for everybody, and we're like, oh, then that's when our night turned donkey. Like after the Patron, I was like, okay, and it got pretty nasty by that point. Like, okay, we got to get at it. This was a Sunday. What did we just say on our tip last week?
Don't
tear it up.
On Sunday.
Yeah, and there we are, Sunday night, 10 o'clock at singing. The Bears Still Suck by whatever, I don't know, some polka thing that the Wisconsin's like. I don't know. It was nuts. So that was our Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah, took a cab home and
just and then and just cried on the way to work.
Oh, that was an adventure, eh?
Yeah, it was. So, without further ado, let's hear from you guys in a little segment we like to call Hey Bartender. Look at that. Notes with bartender haze to it on there for us.
I have my notes.
Oh, you do have your notes.
We get a ton of emails asking, where do you find the places to adventure? Maybe I write sloppy. I don't know. And actually, James in California asked us that same question. How do you find the bars you review?
A term I cannot get enough of, which is serendipity.
Yes.
It's literally serendipity. We literally get in the car on Sundays, Saturdays, Fridays, whenever, and just go. We usually get kind of a little snippy because we're driving out the driveway, down the street, making a left, and I'm like, where are we going? And you're like, on your phone, I don't know. And I'm like, well, we just end up wherever. And it's we just ended up at Mandalay Bay, or we just end up at, actually it's completely serendipitous. I love. That's, to me, that's the fun of it.
Or it's just talking to people and then asking, you know, where do you like to go? And then
good
last night.
Point. Last night we were
at Blue Martini.
Oh, man. I mean, we sound like we're out of control, but.
No, yeah. We just went out.
So last night, we were at Blue Martini, and there's these three guys that are like, they all live there,
well,
I guess.
One was an alien. He's from Roswell.
Right. Remember? Right. No, that's right. And he said that they started rattling off local bars that we have to try. The Half Shell, 34th Street. I remember some
places
of them.
I've never even heard of before.
Me neither.
So we're going to go check those out.
Yeah. Well, in fact, they even mentioned the place we ate Saturday night after all the other stuff. We went and ended up eating Italian food at midnight, 2 in the morning.
Oh, Casa di Amore.
Yeah, they mentioned that place, too. So, yeah, cool. Saturday night it was like, we ate like there's no, we do have a.
We're hungry.
No, I know, but it's serendipity. We just go out and it's where the diet takes you. But we have a question for the chat room.
Oh.
Yes, we do. Lisa and Brett would like to know, where would you go for the best Bloody Marys?
I think we have an answer to that. Two places.
Here, see what you said. Mm-hmm.
First, Bar and Food has the Bloody Mary. They bring the tray
They've
up
got
to
the,
you.
Yeah, the Bloody Mary cart.
They have a Bloody Mary cart, and Simon at the Palms place has a Bloody Mary bar, and you make your own. Like, same kind of thing. You walk up and you go, ooh, the spicy green beans, tequila, I'm gonna do a Bloody Maria, you know, and you can, it's, I would say those would be the two best Bloody Mary places.
Kyle wrote right when you said that, Simon Brunch.
There it is.
Oh, well.
Yeah, no, Simon Brunch is supposed to be, but our food blogger, Goldie, who you'll all meet here in a couple weeks, that's where she works. She's a chef there.
Very good.
So, and she does the brunch, as we know, because every night she's like, I gotta go home, I gotta work in the morning. So, I must answer that correctly.
I went from Tom from New York. How do you keep from becoming 1,000 pounds with all the nachos and great Vegas food that you eat?
That's funny, because you just kind of said.
I fast for the weekend.
Yeah, it's funny, I didn't.
Well, eat on the weekends, and then other than that,
I know, we really
chicken
like.
Chicken breasts and.
I skipped dinner yesterday.
Carrots.
I skipped it today, too. But I actually just put, oh, did you also notice? I put sweet and low in my.
That's deck. Pathetic.
It's not pathetic. Not pathetic.
It's pathetic, isn't it?
It's like, no, I put sweet and low in. I mean, I'm like, I don't want.
That'll save you.
It works. It's the little things. We do eat a lot of nachos. And I'm knocking for the next 2 weeks. I got to knock it back down. But no, we just take it. We stay cool all week and then tear it up on the weekends. Yep. And stay cool all week and tear it up on the weekends. You know, so that's it. We got another chat room.
Oh. Yeah, and this one we've I think answered before. But your favorite Mai Tais are?
Frankie's Tiki Room. Now the Mark Thai, but we can't say where that's from. But you had it last week if you were watching the show.
It was quite
elite
good.
Vegas or Viva Elite Strip location.
Elite Strip location.
Close at
no,
this time.
But that's a that's a real one. Frankie's Tiki Room makes the most authentic of all.
Yeah.
But very good. But anyways,
I've got one more.
Oh, you do?
I've got one more. It's actually from the infamous Brett Bailey.
Okay.
What was your favorite Star Trek drink? At Quark's, which is of course now closed, but
it's closed. Warp Core Breach.
Yeah,
Warp Core Breach. You can get them at Voodoo now.
Also,
Voodoo.
Also the Liquid Latinum.
The Liquid Latinum, it was okay, but the Warp Core Breach. In fact, it came in a fishbowl, rum, raspberry, and punch, and that's what it was. And you can get them now at Voodoo on the top of Rio.
Yes, or you can go to McMullen's.
And order a grog.
And order a grog from Darren.
Yeah, and that's what that is too. Voodoo, we're going to do a full review of Voodoo because that's a pretty awesome place. In fact, someone asked me, I was going to save this for another episode, but about things to do. I'm going to put this into a one big cohesive thought, but what things to do in Vegas if you come only like once or twice a year. Mm. One of the things I'm going to mention is get high. What I mean is get up, get into mix, get on Voodoo, get just...
Stratosphere,
get Eiffel Tower, get to Mandarin Oriental, get somewhere high, get at least one night, you know, I'm going to put it all together, like do a show, do a dinner, but one night at least get high one
at
night.
At least try, yeah, just try one of those.
Get up
one
there, and Voodoo is a nice one to do that for. So it doesn't happen in Las Vegas, but it does happen on our show.
Yes, every week.
It happens every week. It's a little thing that we call Last Call. So, whoa, I was sounding all donkey-ish.
What happened?
I don't know.
I'm scared.
This is where we tell you how to not get thrown out, throw up, right. Knocked out, knocked up, or thrown in jail in Las Vegas. Now.
Tell me more.
No, in fact, the tip this week.
You want me to tell you
was
something?
Your tip that you told me. So I'm gonna hand it over to my lovely wife, Alicia, who's going to tell you how. Tell you the tip, because I thought it was a fantastic tip.
Well, my tip is there's a place called Re-Raw that's going to open up soon in Mandalay Bay.
Explain what that is.
It's another awesome Irish pub, and they're actually importing all of the bar and everything over from Ireland. They're building it over there and bringing it over. They're building it right now, in fact. And found out that they're having a soft opening on March 8th. And the official opening, of course, will be on St. Paddy's Day, but...
You won't be able to get close to it then.
Yeah, so we're going to try to sneak in for the soft opener.
Yeah.
So.
That's a great, you know, they do that a lot in town.
Sneak in early.
Yeah, you don't realize it, but yeah, just go to the soft openings. We didn't realize at Cosmopolitan, the opening we went to was the soft opening. It officially opened on New Year's Day. But we had been going there for a couple weeks. And Re-Raw, We can't tell. It's all walled off. It's in Mandalay Bay, and it looks like it's going to be awesome. They're building it in Ireland right now and shipping it over in pieces.
I mean,
it's also going to be the biggest. It's going to be the only Guinness store or the biggest Guinness store. It's going to be this huge deal when it opens. So, kind of like a Nine Fine Irishman or a, you know, one of those kind of places.
I hope they have great bands.
I bet they do. I hope they have the band Re-Raw that plays at Nine Fine playing at Re-Raw in. Wouldn't that be confusing?
Yeah.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the Thursday night episode. Thanks for finding us Thursday.
I'll be back next Wednesday, regular time.
Regular bat time, same bat channel. But in the meantime, pubcrawlvegasvideonetwork.com. Again, Twitter, we're the LV Locals. That's us, the LV Locals. LV stands for Las Vegas. The other shows on Vegas Video Network, Kickin' Butt. Amazing Jonathan was on last week.
Oh, yeah. Get some, good show.
Get some stuff going. We got to step our game up. Well, actually, we did step our game up tonight.
We did.
All right. You can't beat what we had.
We had porcelain.
Amazing Jonathan, my butt. We had half naked girls.
Thanks again, porcelain.
Yes, yeah. iTunes, leave us a review. Like I said, Las Vegas, Pub Crawl. And I also tested Pub Crawl Las Vegas.
And that works too?
Yeah, it works too. Pub Crawl urges you to drink responsibly.
Yes.
And remember, we may leave stuff out, but we don't make stuff up.
That's right.
Till next week. Cheers!